You want to read with us? We're going to read some out of the book of Psalms 126. And then we're going to read some out of the book of Proverbs, the 16th chapter. And then we're going to read some out of the book of St. Luke. Fifteenth chapter. Psalms 126, Proverbs 16, and Luke 15. You pray for us. Some of this pretty familiar scripture, some of it's not, but Psalm 126, we're going to read the whole chapter, not the six verses. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. 16th chapter of the book of Proverbs. I'm going to start with the 16th verse. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. 15th chapter, book of St. Luke. We're going to start with the 11th verse. It's a very familiar story. And he said, a certain man had two sons, the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to be merry. That's all I'm going to read, I believe, this morning. So you pray for us for just a minute. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way. And I'll be quite frank with you, I don't know what we'll say or do, what we'll preach on as far as that goes. But we've got something that seemingly is milling around in that of our hearts and our minds, and we'll try our best to just do that, that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. There's all three of these scriptures is really familiar scripture. And it talks about a certain thing, but you come down to the prodigal son, as we call him, in that of the 15th chapter. And the Bible says that he took that of which his father distributed to him, and he left. And the Bible says that he spent his substance on riotous living. Book of Proverbs says that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. There's something this morning, the Lord help me, that I'd like to get across if he'd help us for just a minute. I'll be quite frank with you. Just as honest as I know how to be with you. Folks, there's a lot of people, brethren, that's in a dangerous place. The Bible says here about this younger son that he went down into a strange country, and he spent his living, spent all he had on riotous living. The Bible says that he was hungry. He is hungry. You know, There's something to this morning being hungry. There's a lot of folks that's hungry and they don't know what they're hungry for. They're wanting something, but they're wanting the wrong thing. Preacher, would you just bear with me? Just bear with me. Brethren, if I had anything, brethren, to say to you this morning, it would be run. Run. Might be strange. Run. Run just as hard as you can. Folks, danger's in the path. You listen. Listen. Brethren, had not this young man came to himself, he would have found himself dead. Yes, he would have. You might think, well, preacher, I'm my own man. I'm my own person. I can do what I want to do. You are absolutely right. And brethren, you better watch where pride is taking you. Pride. Brethren, pride. Brethren, pride is a killer this morning. One of the things that God hates is the pride of life. Yes, it is. Run. Brethren, run. As fast as you can, brethren, from the feelings and the knowing of simple pride this morning. Get out from under it. It's gonna kill you. Preacher, it ain't that serious. Yes, it is. This young man would not have ever got back home had he not come to himself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's nobody in this world that cares for your soul. Brethren, they want you to go down with them. Run. Run. Get out from under the clutches, brethren, of the world this morning. God help you. Thank God to run today. This young man got another opportunity. Everybody don't get that. Everybody don't get that. Listen. Listen. I know it's strange this morning. Brethren, but I've got news for you. The world does not have your good benefit in their sight today. They don't do it. Destruction. The devil, my friend, will destroy you if you let him. Brethren, you need to run this morning. Just as hard as you can. Brethren, Joseph found himself down in Egypt. Joseph, my friend, found himself a captain. In other words, he is under Potiphar. Only boss he had was Potiphar. He had charge of everything Potiphar had. Yes, he did. Brethren, and Joseph was a righteous man. Listen. Listen. I don't care how much you think you're saved. Brethren, get out of the clutches of the world. It will destroy you this morning. Joseph come in one day, and Potiphar's wife, my friend, enticed him, tempted him. Yes, sir. Tempted him. And brethren, Joseph had to run for his own life, my friend. Don't tell me, brethren, that there's not temptation out there. They are. But brethren, the temptation ain't what'll get you. What'll get you is you yielding to that temptation. Everybody in the world's doing it, preacher. Brethren, don't be destroyed with them. Don't be deceived. Scripture says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. God's not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, brethren, that shall he reap today. You sow to the flesh, you'll love the flesh, reap corruption. Yes, sir. Preacher, I want a good soothing message. If you'll listen to this one, it'll soothe you. Absolutely. But I'm going to be honest with you. I might have to get a little straight to the point. Show you, brethren, what the world won't show you this morning. Everything's fine. We're just carrying on. Serve what kind of God you want to serve. Happy-go-lucky. Listen. Listen. Brethren, this young man found himself sweet feeding the swine, brother. About as low as you could get. He is so hungry, he said he would have. Feigned he would have filled his belly with the husk that he gave the swine. And no man give unto him. They ain't no man cares for your soul this morning. Brethren, run! Listen, run this morning. Get out from under the clutches that's got you. Preacher, the world will accept me. Will they? What did I just say? No man give unto him. Huh? No man. He is hungry. Robert? He'd have eat that the swine was eating. Think about it. Preacher, you're just trying to make me feel bad. Not all together, but if that's what it takes, yes, I am this morning. Brethren, get out from under the spell that you're in. It's death, it's not life. It's death. Look around you. Brother, this world's so upside down, they don't know how to correct the problem. Yes, sir. We're living in a day, my friend, where they say you've got to accept certain things. My friend, that's not the answer to the problem. No, sir. I appreciate my upbringing. I've said this before. My dad wasn't a Christian. We wasn't a Christian family. He is 41 or 2 before he ever got saved. But I'm going to tell you something. My dad has some morals about him. Yes, he did. There's some things, brethren, that he made me do simply because he knew it was right. Amen. Yes, sir. And you know what, Steve? They wasn't no change in his mind. Most of y'all seen my dad. He wasn't a big fella. He is a giant. Hear me. He knowed what he believed. Listen. You and I can lay down and just let this world roll over us. Put everything in this world on us. Tell us we ain't got no business preaching against it, talking against it, showing people that there is a different way. I'm going to preach it. Brethren, there's some things this Bible teaches. Yes, sir. I read it. Don't you? It's my mouth. Yes, sir, you get in a vehicle. I drive quite often. And I'll get in there, and if it ain't got navigation, I'll pull up my phone, and I'll put that address in, and I'm trusting that brother to get me where I'm going. Glory to God. Folks, that right there will get you. Brother, it'll get you home this morning. Amen. Yes, it will. No detours. Yes, sir. You'll be lighter when you get there. Did you hear that? You'll be lighter when you get there. Yes, you will. You'll be shedding off some things. Off. I ain't putting things on, Robert. No, sir. I'm shedding things off. Get rid of them loads, brother. That's got you weighted down. It's gonna be the death of you. You don't know this morning, brethren, how much I mean run. Run as hard as you can. Ask God to give you the strength, brethren, to get out of the clutches that's got you. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. Not a bit. Not a bit. I'm going to tell you something. I'm more worried about your soul than you are. Truth. That father, I've always said this, and scripture don't tell you all together. But that father looked for that son. Preacher, when did he look for him? He looked for him the day he left. Very first day. How do you think he seen him? Afar off. Afar off. When he saw him, thank God he ran to him. You know why? Because he'd have come home. He knowed he'd come home. Yes, sir. Been looking for him. Looking. Isn't it amazing? This morning, you say, preacher, we come out here and we just want a good old blessing. We don't want all this stuff we have to think about. If you wasn't doing it, you wouldn't have to think about it. Glory! Hallelujah! Brother, there's a better road to travel. Yes, sir. Preacher, I've been on that road. There ain't too many on it. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. I'll guarantee you that God will get on it with you. Yes, he will. He'll ride in the car with you. Yes, he will. Listen, I know this morning, you say, preacher, that's the strangest message I ever heard. I got news for you. If you had heeded it, you're going to be in better shape. Run. You hear it? Run. You know what, Joseph? He ran plumb out of his coat. Yes, sir. Run out of it. Brethren, he meant to get out of there. Because he knowed it was trouble. Brethren, if you ain't figured out you're in trouble, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you, figurer. Might not even be a word. You hear me? You hear me? God loves us just like that father loved his son. And he's looking for us just like that father looked for his son. He's looking. He's looking afar. Why, preacher, he ain't stopped me. He ain't gonna stop you. You hear me? Preacher, when he stops me, I'll quit. Might be the last thing you ever do. You don't want him stopping you. Brother J.O. Jared used to say all the time, he said, you don't want to pray that God humble you. You hear me? That God humble you. He said, you don't want to pray that prayer. He said, you're to pray this prayer. God help me to humble myself. Amen. Yes. Yes. You ain't got enough to pay. No, you ain't. God help us this morning. Brethren, even when you're in trouble with God, you push it off as something else. Yes, you do. Preacher, you talk like there's somebody here. I got news for you. I don't believe God give a man a message just to feel the air. And I'm just one of them, my friend. I didn't know what to do with it. But he told me to tell you, run, brethren, run. Get away from where you are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go down yonder in the jailhouse. Visit some of them. There's no story. Young man told his mother. He said, I'm just going to start living like everybody else. I'm going to start doing this and I'm going to start doing that. They lived in New Orleans. This young man, his mother didn't say a word. She told him, get ready. They went out of the house. She took him down on them streets. Walked around, showed him things. Come back home, said, that's where you're headed. Amen. Huh? Amen. That's where you're headed. Listen, you can put all the blinders you want to put on, folks. The world does not care for your soul. Amen. Listen. The waves of death are in her. I can prove it to you. By the word of God. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Preacher, I've heard that there's an answer for everything in there. There is. I'm going to tell you something, and I'll be the first one to tell you. Sometimes I don't like the answer. You hear me? Sometimes I just don't like it. I look for something else. But you know what? It always comes back to what is true. It's written, folks. It's written. I don't care where you can quote one verse. Brethren, it's still written. It's a roadmap of life. Yes, sir. And brethren, when death finds you, it'll be no big surprise. Oh, glory, hallelujah! I'm not wondering, thank God, where I'm going to wind up. No, sir. No, sir. You treat people just like you want to treat them. Listen, it'll come home to you. If you ain't treating them right, you hear me? You hear me? Preacher, I don't know where I'm at. Truth of it is, you know where you're at. You've not come to yourself yet. I'm preaching. You're still spending. Yes, you are. You're still spending. And brethren, as long as you can spend, thank God you may never come to yourself. But I'm here to tell you, destruction. Balaam left out over there. Old Balak told him, he said, I want you to curse these people. These people were the children of Israel, by the way. Balak was having problems because they was in the land. And they was coming through like droves. Yes. They was trying to overtake him. He didn't like it. He sent for Balaam. He said, you go over yonder and pray that God will curse this people. You know the scripture. Well, the Bible says that Balaam he had liberty to go, but he had to wait on them come get him. He didn't do that. He went out on his own. He got on that ass of his and he went down the way down through there. And the Bible says that it struck the wall, hit his leg, his ankle, bruised his ankle. Old Balaam took the whip and he whipped that ass. Yes, he did. Listen, went on a little bit further and that ass went out in the field. Old Balaam got the whip and he just whipped him again. Listen. How many times does it take for you to get the message? Run! Run this morning. If you're going to run somewhere, run to Jesus today. He got back in the way. Bible says that they, as they went on the way, that old ass just flopped down. Stopped. He started frailing them again, and that dumb ass spoke to him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why? Why smitest thou me? These three times. Have not I been yours all my life? The Bible said his eyes were opened. You know what he saw, Leroy? Destruction. Huh? Did he not? Destruction. Brethren, he saw that angel standing there with a drawn sword. That dumb ass saved his life. Yes, sir. You might think it's crazy. You might think, well, they ain't nobody knows what they're talking about. They ain't nobody going to live for me. They ain't nobody going to do this and that. I'm going to tell you, you better run this morning. Preacher. There's hope. There's hope for you. But you know who's got to see the hope? Everybody around you can tell what's going on. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? I can be around people and it don't take just a few minutes, I can about tell you what kind of person they are. Yes, sir. Been around people all my life. Been over other people all my life. It don't take but just a few minutes to figure out. Listen. You better run. You better run to safety. You better get out of the hole you're in. Old Thurman used to ask me all the time about that man. Said, that man down there in Stoner said he's still going to church. And I said, what man you talking? He said, that man got out of that hole. Yeah, he's still going. That man was in a hole, Leroy. Thurman was preaching. And that man come out. He was headed to the altar. He didn't get no further than that aisle. And old Thurman said, we got down there praying with him. He said, all that man was saved. Get me out of this hole. Get me out of this hole. Glory to God! When you figure out you're in a hole, thank God, cry for help. Do all you can to get out. Listen, folks. Listen. Spirit of God's talking to somebody. And it's telling them to run. Run. There's no reason. There's no reason in this world for people doing some of the things they're doing and living the life they're living. There's no reason. I'm going to say this, brethren, sister, there's no reason in this world why somebody would commit suicide. Preacher, there's a lot of them doing it. Did you hear what I said? There's no reason in this world. Preacher, I ain't thinking about suicide. Truth of it is, you can get so far in that hole, my friend, you don't know what you'll do. You hear me? You don't know how far down you can go. I hope you don't get there. There's no reason. None. Zero. Can I tell you something else? There's no reason for a man, woman, boy, or girl to leave this world unsaved. No reason. None. Zero. Here we are, claim to be saved, and we won't be part of the world. What are you going to be part of? Huh? Something going down? Something going to be destroyed? Something that's going to wither away? Brethren, get a hold of your life this morning. There's more to living than the way you're living it. You hear me? Hear me. You say, preacher, I might run out of this place and never come back. That would be your choice. Shame on you if you can't see that there's a better way. Yes, sir. Shame on you if you can't feel the love that people's got for you. And the righteousness, brethren, that dwells among you. Listen. Listen. Don't tell me the Father didn't know what his Son was doing. He knowed very well. The elder son did. Did he not? He knowed. He told his dad about it. But he missed the picture. You might be one of them, thank God, living in heaven itself, but you can't see that you're there. All you can see is they having a great good time over there. They living better than I am. You hear me. Brethren, they don't care for your soul. They don't care how low you get. The Father did. But the Father also looked for the Son to come home. Did he not? You need to run. There'd be some of them, not all of them, but there'd be some of them down at the jailhouse tell you just go on. Just go on. It don't matter. There'd be some of them. Do you know what some of them would tell you? You can read it right there, 16th chapter. You know what they'd tell you? Get away from here. Run. Get out of here. You don't want to come here. You hear me? What did the rich man say? He said, let Lazarus go down there and talk to my five brethren. Five. I'm fully persuaded, folks, his five brethren was in the same shape he is in. He said, let him go down there. Talk to them. That they what? That they come not to this place. Yes, sir. Hear me. My heart's heavy. I can't save you. Truth of it is, I can't even help you. I think a lot of times about the old song says, throw out the lifeline. Throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today. How sad that is. How sad that is. Preacher, I don't know where I can run or not. You can. I believe God will give you enough strength to. Listen, I'm going to read you a little bit, if I can find it right fast. We'll ask Robert, go ahead and get a song. That's the message this morning. If I had anything this morning that I could leave with you, it would be run. Run. Get out of the position you're in. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. What Tara and Simon this morning, stand still and let God, what, move? Huh? Stand still, let God move. You let God start moving in your life. I'm going to tell you something. I know this for a fact. Brethren, your attitude would change. Your thoughts would change. Your ways of living would change. Yes, they would. Yes, they would. I'm going to be honest with you. If I could get a rope and hog tie you and bring you and you'd straighten all up, I'd do it. It don't work that way. It does not work that way. You are a free moral agent. In other words, you're going to have to make a decision. And evidently the decision is we're going further away. Further away. Have you ever been lost?
Yes.
Physically.
Yes.
Physically lost. Maybe. I've not been lost too many times, but truth of it is, I've been lost. Now I get to thinking, well, I got to go this way. I got to go this way. I got to go this way. And you know what I've done? With my thinking, I went right around. I didn't go around one time. I went around two times. Kept going. And I kept thinking, well, I got to go that way. I'd go that way. I thought I was going that way. Next thing I know, I was up over there again. Same place. Finally, I just stopped. I couldn't look up. It was pouring down rain. Couldn't see above the brim of my hat. And I know what I was doing wasn't getting it done. And I know, Darrell, if I went so far this way, I'd come out on a road. Now, if we're on that road, I'd come out, I don't know, but I know that I would. But I couldn't get headed that way. I just kept going around and around. Don't ask me how. Don't make sense. Listen. Both times I went around that circle, do you know what I thought? What I thought? I was going the right way. I'm doing the right thing. Let me tell you something. Mine and your thinking don't line up with the Lord. No, it don't. When you get in a situation spiritually and your spiritual life gets all out of whack, all you ever going to do, my friend, is go around, around, and around. The children of Israel themselves, I don't know how many times they went around this mountain, but they went around it enough that Moses said, you can pass this mountain long enough. Huh? You just going around and around? There's wandering, folks. There's wandering. That's exactly what you're doing. Wandering. You're a wanderer. You ain't ever going to make it. You hear me? Old Moses said, you can pass this mountain long enough. Turn you north. They didn't come past that mountain no more. They still wandered. They wandered for 40 years. Listen, it's a shame. It's a shame for you to spend your life wandering. Wandering. Preacher, I know all this. But let me ask you one question. When are you going to turn north? When are you going to get out of the mess you're in? When are you going to quit running? Thank God with the crowds you're running with. I can't help it. It's just a fact this morning. Why don't you just come to Jesus? Come to Jesus. He'll set you on the right path. He will. Folks, I'm not the only one that believes that. These people sitting here this morning, brethren, that believes that we ought to follow the Lord.
Yeah.
That ain't all. I'm going to say this. We've got Joshua's and Caleb's in our presence. Yes, sir. We got people that's wholly following the Lord. I believe that as much as I believe anything. Leroy? If we ain't wholly following him, we're wandering. So we're doing one or the other. Are we not? Preacher, let me go home. Truth of it is, you need to come. You need to come home. I'm going to read this to you and we're going. Sing a verse. Some things, sometimes they just stick out. We sung a song this morning. This verse covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain heavenly treasures. They will never pass away. Did you hear that? Trust in Him who will not leave you whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You need to learn how to hold on. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you need to learn how to run. Let's stand.